was hopeless. The people of Israel were in exile. The rule of life appeared to be sadness, anger, rage. Hope was not present. And Jeremiah sent a letter. Part of that letter is this morning's Bible reading. And in that letter, he said, do your best, make it work. Build houses, plant gardens, have children. Do your best to make things better where you are right now. Make things better where you are. If you do that, things will be better for you where you are. So Jeremiah offered encouragement. This is going to fall off. Maybe. Jeremiah also told the people in exile that it was time to give up on the dream of returning home. And is said to make a home where they were. And they're in exile. I can imagine the people that hear this. Give up the dream? Really? Are you kidding me? Yeah, do our best with what's going on, but give up on things or on what things could be like? It's like us saying, give up on justice, give up on peace. Do you think it's possible to make the best of things while continuing to struggle for what can be? Or is making the best of things really just settling for what is and giving up on what can be? The people of Haiti, as they go through devastation right now, as the people in that peninsula on Haiti have no home to go back to. They need food and shelter. But I also think that they're dreaming of going back home, the place that has been a haven for them. The people who live on the coast of Florida and Georgia, South Carolina, even some of North Carolina, getting ready to rebuild and to go back, even in the midst of devastation and sadness. So I think it's always good to do your best, to make the best of any situation. Take advantage of the opportunities that are where you are, but I don't think there's ever a time to stop working for a just and peaceful world for all. Do your best. Make the best of what is. Work hard to improve what is into something good are all good pieces of advice. And it's especially good advice in a world marked by caustic and toxic commentary on just about every topic related to the election. Wish we could stop going down the toxic rabbit hole and instead find ways to work together for good. That is what we're supposed to be doing. It's like that teaching book that I've talked about so many times that the earliest followers of Jesus read and followed. It's called Didache, or the teaching, and it lays out two ways, one of life, one of death. It says that there are great differences between the two. And there are, the way of life and the way of death. The most important parts of the way of life, love the one who formed you. Love your neighbor in the same manner as yourself. Do not do to others what you yourself would not want done to you. That's the teaching of Didache that the earliest followers of Jesus followed. And the list in the way of death includes murders, witchcrafts, robberies, lies, hypocrisy, deceit, turning away from the needy, oppressing the afflicted, and being prejudiced in favor of the rich against the poor. Not at the risk of sounding political, but at the risk, not In churches, we do not, by our status as a 501c3 organization, we don't endorse political candidates. I know that some churches do it and they want to test all of this, but one of the trade-offs, you say, for being a tax-exempt organization, a 501c3, is that we agree to not endorse political candidates. We can stand up for issues and things like that. And with that in mind, we have out on our table in the narthex, on the marble-looking table, it's called a voter guide. It doesn't tell you how to vote, but it just is sort of a discussion, an internal discussion about issues on the upcoming election and what kinds of things to think about. Because all of us are going to and get to vote our conscience in the election for president, for vice president, for senators, for representatives, for local, you know, very, very local. And if you haven't voted yet, you can already. Some people just want to vote on November 8th, right? It's a thing. It's like a tradition to go and do. But you can go to the DuPage County Election Commission right now and some others, either right away or in the next few days, several locations that you can go and vote now so you don't have to wait in line on November 8th. Some people like to wait because they wonder what bombshells might come out in the last 4 weeks. Well, yeah, that could happen. Maybe it did. But I think most people, if you've made up your mind how you want to vote, it's easy to just go and do that. Do your best with your voice and with your vote to make things a little bit better. Stay away from caustic accusations and angry rhetoric. Didache says this. It says, "Children, may you all be delivered from these." It doesn't even use caustic language to talk about things that this is the way of death. Children, may you all be delivered from these. Congregation, may we all be delivered from caustic accusations, angry rhetoric. Also, several times in Didache, these ideas appear. Do your best. Make your best effort. Or if you can't do it this way, then try that. It seeks the good. It seeks the way of life. And it also acknowledges that sometimes things are a little bit more complicated. There isn't just do that, not that. I can't do this. It talks about baptism and communion. Baptism, if you have a running water and deep water, then go into that. But if you don't, if you just have a little bit of running water, that's good. If you don't have any of that, just sprinkle it on top of the head. This is how we get the different methods of baptism, because we do what we can, and then traditions kind of form from that. But do your best. That's what we try to do. Jeremiah offered encouragement to a people in exile. Do your best to make it work. Build houses, plant gardens, have children. Do your best to make things better where you are right now. And if you do your best to make things better where you are right now, things will be better for you where you are. Remember, there isn't a time to stop struggling for a just and more peaceful world. There's never a time to stop working together for equality and kindness and a way for all of God's children to be able to have enough. The courage to continue working for justice and the need to be persistent in that way never goes away. I also think that there are many places in our lives, in our churches, in our communities, all over the world, that we have to put away the "where's mine?" and "if it's not my way, then it's wrong" mentality, and do our best to make things work. If it doesn't seem to work this way, then try that way. If it's not working this way, then try another way. Do your best to make things work. If a people in exile can find a way to live peacefully and harmoniously with each other and with all around them, can't we work together for the good of all around us? Not just here at St. Paul's. Can't we, as humanity, as people in Illinois, as people in the United States as world citizens. Can't we work together for the good of all? Can't we let the way of life, loving God, loving each other, and staying away from doing to others what we would not want done to ourselves be the rule? Can't we get rid of us versus them? Can't we stop wishing for the destruction of our enemies and our adversaries and instead pray for them and truly pray for them, not pray for them that their days would be limited like you hear in caustic rhetoric. Pray for our adversaries and our enemies. Stop wishing for destruction and pray for peace. Can we stop arguing with our brothers and sisters everywhere and instead find things that we can do together to make things better? Folks, we can. Of course we can. We must. We will. Together we'll participate in the way of life. Amen.